Hey, hi. We're back here in the Hudson studio, and that was our headlines for the afternoon. And we're here with Tahir Shah. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Yes. Hi. Hi. Okay. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. And so, yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about your visit to Hudson and explain what you're doing here?
I mean, let me just say what an absolute joy it is to be here. And you know, it's been my dream to come to Hudson, New York for 20 years, 20 whole years exactly. That was the time 20 years ago. I found a book about a guy from Hudson who was a forgotten traveler and white slave who was the first Christian, the first white man to be taken to the city of Timbuktu deep in the Sahara. It was like the most unlikely, peculiar story, and it was all about this guy from Hudson. So that's why I got so obsessed with this city.
Can you explain a little bit of the circumstances surrounding
this? Yeah, it was one of those really crazy true life stories that I've based a novel on, and my novel is called Timbuktu. This guy, Robert Adams, set out to make his fame and fortune from Hudson, right here, I guess maybe even where I'm sitting now. And he set off on a brig, on a ship down the Hudson River across the Atlantic, and started on a trading mission down the west coast of Africa. But a storm one night blew in, and they were shipwrecked on the west coast of Africa and taken as white slaves, stripped naked and chained. And he spent about 4 or 5 years deep in the Sahara before being redeemed. And as I said, he was the first Christian, the first white man to be taken to Timbuktu during that crazy, horrific ordeal.
Absolutely. Jack?
So what about Hudson? I mean, what about Timbuktu gives it its mythical kind of reputation?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's a really good question, you know. We always say such and such is as far as Timbuktu, or you have to go to Timbuktu to get such and such. And it's really crazy because it's not only Western culture that's got that, the Arab culture, the East has it as well. And even in China, they mention Timbuktu sometimes. So it all started 200 or 300 years ago, or even more, when reports came of this golden city, this African El Dorado, very deep in the Sahara, called Tombuktu. And the Western palate transformed it to Timbuktu. But there was this huge myth that deep, deep, deep in the desert, there was a city where everything from the plates to the beds were made of pure, pure gold. And the only person, it seems, who had never really heard of that was the character I based my novel on, Robert Adams, who was the shipwrecked sailor from Hudson, New York, I guess 200 years ago when he was shipwrecked and taken to Timbuktu. No one in Hudson used that expression, so he didn't seem to know about it. He turned up in London because he had been shipwrecked again trying to get back to Hudson, and turned up in London, and everyone was pretty horrified to hear that an American was claiming that he was the first white man to get to Timbuktu.
All right. And so do you want to talk a little bit about your visit here this week? What have you been doing? What have you seen?
You know, as I said, so for 20 years I've been obsessed with this town, and I didn't know what it was going to be like. I'd been online, I had read the little Wikipedia page on Hudson, and I'd seen a few sort of pictures that I grabbed from Google, and I hadn't really been able to piece it together in my mind. And I actually drove here as a, you know, on a kind of pilgrimage from San Francisco, and with my family, and I'm here with my family who I've left in the hotel. And so we arrived from San Francisco. It was this, I thought, rather like my character, Robert Adams, who was from here, we should have a big lead up, a big tie or sort of ordeal to get here. So we drove across the country and ended up in Hudson. And all of us, my family, I mean, we've been so mesmerized by this town because we think it's like an unknown jewel of America. And it's one of those small towns that we all dream of, you know, back in Europe, we all think about. But there are very, very few of them, and very few so kind of pristine and ancient as this one.
Are you talking about the architecture? Or?
You know, the architecture, the main street, I hear that Hudson has gone through this whole sort of renaissance recently and revival and mm-hmm. the antique stores. I mean, even just out there, I noticed a fountain was sort of spewing crystal clear water forth.
Colored water, actually.
But I just thought of how fantastic. Because mm-hmm. a lot of places where I've traveled throughout this country, like the fountains are dry and there's graffiti mm. and, you know, everyone's looking miserable. In Hudson, everyone seems happy.
Oh, well, that's nice to hear.
Is that true? I'm sure that's true.
I mean, sounds a little bit like the village in the beginning of Belle and Sebastian, the Disney movie.
You know what it reminded me of? I don't know if you know that movie Big Fish, which is my all-time favorite movie mm-hmm. by Tim Burton, I think. And there's this perfect American small town in Big Fish. And I can't even remember what it was called. And when I came to Hudson, I said to my wife, we found the town from Big Fish.
So you consider moving here?
Actually, we did. We looked at in the window of some real estate companies. And we were actually pleasantly surprised because, bear in mind, I've come from Europe where everything is just so crazily expensive. So, and yesterday I was visiting my friend who's a writer called Paul Theroux on Cape Cod. And we were blown away by how expensive Cape Cod is. And that's why we zipped back here to Hudson pretty fast. Mm-hmm.
Jack, looks like you have a question.
So, I mean, what do you think is similar between this Timbuktu and then here, Hudson?
You know, good. That's a huge question. I think maybe both of them are misunderstood by the outside world, for starters, because, look, Timbuktu, half of the people I've met coming across the United States didn't even realize Timbuktu was a real place, you know? It's been in the news quite a lot recently for a sort of a terrible militia coup d'etat that's taken place. But and in the same way, Hudson, to me, seems like this kind of unknown, glorious, wonderful, unknown place. And I'm not just laying it on thick because mm-hmm. I'm here. I mean, I've been saying to friends in the last few days since we turned up here last week and then we went over to Boston and to Cape Cod, as I said, and we were ranting on to friends who live locally and quite locally, and even they haven't been here. And they were really surprised that when I was waxing lyrical about it, saying it's kind of the forgotten small town that I've been searching for across my journeys across America.
Okay. And so I did look a little bit into some of your... So do you tend to write about sort of mythical places a lot of the time?
You know, So I'm mainly a writer, mm-hmm. and I make documentaries for National Geographic sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I've done a whole kind of, I guess, more than a dozen sort of crazy books searching for lost cities. And I searched through the Peruvian Amazon once for a lost city called Paititi, the greatest lost city of the Americas. And I searched through Afghanistan more recently, searching for the greatest lost treasure in human history. Didn't find either, I should say. But I like wacky, crazy things. And maybe that's what drew me to Timbuktu, to the myth of Timbuktu. But really, the real jewel for me was finding Hudson, you know? Because of my fascination for Timbuktu, I've landed up here. And I think because I came this crazy zigzag route through West Africa and now, you know, across North America, it means all the more to me. And I think it's a very, very, very special place indeed. And one of those places that it would be so easy if you lived here, it would be so easy to take it for granted. But believe me, I've been to a whole lot of places and a lot of countries and continents, and this is a very special place indeed.
Well, thank you. So I guess I want to ask you to tell people how they could get their hands on this book. Is it published yet? It just came out.
The best way to get it is on Amazon, and it's called Timbuktu, and I'm using the old-fashioned spelling, which is Timbuktoo. And sometimes we now spell Timbuktu with a K-T-U sometimes, which mm-hmm. is kind of a German spelling, which took prevalence. But and there's a huge website I've done called Timbuktu-book.com. And now I'm going to put up there some of my thoughts about Hudson. Try to rant to all the people I know to make a beeline to this great town.
For better or worse.
For better. I love it here. Okay. I really love it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yes.
You're welcome.
All right. Jack, do you have anything else you'd like to ask?
No, not really.
No?
Oh, well, look, thank you so much. And
thank you.
Yeah, what a pleasure. Yeah. What a pleasure to be here.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Hope to see you again.
Okay. All
right. We're going to do have a song, and we'll be back in a few minutes with some local news. Thank you.